USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Authorities are continuing to investigate the fatal shooting on the set of an Alec Baldwin movie in New Mexico. Officials say Baldwin was handed a prop gun by an assistant director, and neither of them knew it had a real bullet inside. The LA Times is reporting a prop gun had misfired a few times and that some camera and crew workers had walked out just prior to the accidental shooting because of working conditions. The film's cinematographer, Helena Hutchins, was killed, and the director, Joel Souza, was injured. Democrats continue to negotiate President Biden's social spending package, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
The alternative is not a larger package. The alternative is nothing. So his objective is to continue to press forward, to bring the parties together, to get a historic package done.
This is USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA. These are dream sheets as low as $49.99, but only if you use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
It's the end of an era as another chain store closes its doors. USA Radio's Tim Berg has the story.
The last Kmart store in California and the West Coast will be closing its doors before the end of the year. The closure of the Grass Valley location marks the end of Kmart's pharmacy business in the contiguous 48 states and marks the discount retailer's exit from the very state where it began. The first Kmart store opened in the San Fernando Valley in January of 1962, although the company had its home offices in Michigan for decades. Target is set to take over the Grass Valley location in the new year as it continues to buy up or take over leases at former Kmart locations in California and across the country.
The actor who starred with Tom Hanks in the 1980 sitcom Bosom Buddies, Peter Scolari, has died after a 2-year battle with cancer. He was 66 years old. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Bingo fun fact number 24. Online bingo is now America's favorite pastime activity. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com to play Bingo Treasure for free. Play from any device, your smartphone, tablet, or computer. The account is free. The play is free. Play one card. Play more. Chat with other players. Meet new friends. It's all free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com. Bingo from any device. Hurry! Free accounts are limited.
Real estate heir Robert Durst, who was sentenced to life in prison last week for a different murder, now faces charges in New York of killing his wife almost 40 years ago. A charge of second-degree murder was filed against Durst earlier this week, stemming from the disappearance of his wife, Kathy, in 1982. Last week, Durst was sentenced to life in prison in California for killing associate Susan Berman in the year 2000. Authorities said Berman helped Durst cover up his wife's disappearance and was about to confess to her role when she herself was killed. Kathy Durst's body was never found. Durst, 78, has been in a Los Angeles medical ward for 5 years. He recently tested positive for COVID-19 and was put on a ventilator. In 2015, he handed over personal recordings to HBO for the documentary The Jinx, The Life and Deaths of Robert Durst. The tapes were played in the California court during his trial for Berman's death. The governor of Hawaii, David Ige, has some good news. USA's Lance Pry reports.
Hawaii's governor announced Wednesday, November 1st, non-residents to the island who are fully vaccinated against COVID-19 are welcome to visit.
I think we are all encouraged by what we've seen over the last several weeks with the continuing trend of lower and lower case counts. Our hospitals are doing better. We have less COVID patients in them.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.